It's time to look for more from your animal nutrition provider. And more is exactly what Purina delivers. When you choose Purina, you can be confident knowing you're helping your animals reach their fullest potential. Visit PurinaMills.com to figure out how you can get more from your feed company.
Some of the drier areas in the western parts of the Dakotas and eastern Montana, as well as southeastern Saskatchewan, will likely see some significant rain over the next few days. In the meantime, lighter precipitation will develop further to the east. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect precipitation to be on the increase as we go forward through these next couple of days. Scattered showers will be present today across a fair amount of our region, but the resulting rainfall in the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota will not be all that impressive until we get to the evening and overnight tonight, and even then it's still going to be somewhat erratic. We will still have a risk of daily rain, though, as we go forward through the day Friday and Saturday and probably into Sunday as well. The precipitation that occurs across the majority of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota is expected to be quite varied. Eastern South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota will likely come up with a significant amount of moisture to ease some of the dryness that's developed in recent weeks. We already saw more than an inch of rain occur in the southwest part of Minnesota last night, although only a few counties were involved. By the time we get to this point next week, we will have seen a significant amount of moisture in that area, as well as eastern South Dakota, and certainly in the western Dakotas west of the Missouri River and in eastern Montana. So all of those areas will see some beneficial moisture. Some of the rainfall in those areas will probably be in the 1 to 2 inch range, perhaps. Maybe not quite so wet in parts of eastern South Dakota. Now, northeastern portions of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota, they will get rain too, but it does not look like the volume is going to be as high there as it will be farther to the west and south. And that's probably good news, since that's where a lot of the field working delay has been greatest in recent weeks. That does not mean that we're going to be dry. There will be rain in those areas too. Total rainfall all the way through the weekend, run 1/2 to 1.5 inches in the eastern portions of North Dakota and the northern half of Minnesota, maybe northeastern South Dakota as well. Most other areas in the Dakotas in general, and also southern Minnesota, will probably see totals running from 3/4 to 2 inches. And there will be counties in the northwest part of North Dakota that will see 2 to 3 inches, or maybe even a localized greater amount. The temperatures are going to be pleasant over the next several days. We expect the highs today to be in the 70s and lower 80s. Tomorrow, because of increased cloud cover and precipitation, will be mostly in the 70s and will continue to cool down as we go forward through the weekend, with temperatures coming to the 60s and lower 70s on Saturday and Sunday. Nighttime lows will be no cooler than 40s and some 50s all the way through the first part of next week, with the weekend and early next week coolest. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.